It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. The University of California is promising to freeze tuition for the coming academic year if Governor Jerry Brown's November tax measure is approved. But as Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, the measure's failure could lead to a 20% mid-year increase.
The UC's carrot-and-stick approach stems from the way the state budget is set up. If Brown's tax initiative, known as Proposition 30, passes and the university freezes its tuition, it would receive an extra $125 million. That's new money the UC hasn't received in years. If Prop 30 fails, the university would take a $250 million mid-year cut. So President Mark Udoff is warning students that Prop 30 is the only realistic way to keep tuition down.
They need to know it, their families need to know it, and their friends and neighbors need to know it.
The potential 20% tuition increase would add up to about $2,500 a student. The No on Prop 30 campaign doesn't appreciate the UC's carrot-and-stick approach. It calls it a false choice and an irresponsible threat to hold higher education hostage. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California Governor Jerry Brown has signed legislation creating the nation's first high-speed rail system. Amy Quinton has more from San Francisco.
Governor Brown signed the legislation authorizing initial construction of the $69 billion high-speed rail line at the future site of San Francisco's Transbay Transit Center. The center will serve as a major hub for the system. The bill authorizes the state to begin selling $2.6 billion in voter-approved bonds to build an initial 130-mile stretch in the Central Valley. Brown says the rail line is all about investing in the future. He called critics declinists who, quote, put their head in a hole and hope reality changes. Brown says high speed create jobs.